Before we begin today's episode, I've heard whispers from the mortal realm that have caused quite the stir, even down here among the Shades. It seems that whenever the nation of Israel is called to task for its actions in Gaza, they retort with a resounding, "But Hamas!" as if the mere mention of the group absolves them of all responsibility. So, in response to my husband's many critics of late, I've come up with the perfect defense. Listen as I put each critic in their place.
Today we gather to address the recent peculiarities of fireside folklore with Hades. Esteemed critics, please present your grievances regarding the podcast.
Firstly, I must protest the liberties taken with the original myths. Hades has turned the solemn tales of yore into a veritable circus. Why, just recently, he had Artemis and Athena farting in such ungodly ways.
But Hades adores myths and stories.
And what of the musical numbers? I ask you, what business does Ares have singing protest folk that implores the world to make peace? It's preposterous.
But Hades adores myths and stories.
Not to mention the special effects. The underworld rumbles and quakes with such ferocity during his recordings that it's a wonder the dead can rest at all. It's enough to raise the Elysian fields in mutiny.
But Hades adores myths and stories.
And let's not forget the endless merchandise. Hades has been hawking everything from ambrosia bites to Cerberus chew toys. It's crass commercialism at its finest.
But Hades adores myths and stories.
Enough! Every episode is more outlandish than the last. Last week's episode featuring farts that dish out riches like a hacked slot machine was ridiculous.
But Hades adores myths and stories.
Order, order, please. While we appreciate your dedication to the podcast, Persephone, the critics do raise valid points.
Dear moderator, Hades' love for storytelling is as boundless as the sea. His methods may be unconventional, his passion may overflow, but at the heart of it all is a desire to share the magic of myth with the world. So, to all the critics and lovers of lore, I say once more, with all the love in my heart, but Hades adores myths and stories.
Well, it seems that the goddess of spring has spoken, and her words carry the weight of the eternal seasons. Let us adjourn this session with the understanding that Fireside Folklore with Hades will continue to entertain, provoke, and inspire in all its mythical glory.